As it turns out, even the Satan gets a day off. For 364 days of the year, he's on our case, tempting us everywhere we go, trying to confuse us into a sin so that he can accuse us before the heavenly tribunal shortly after. If he wins the case, then he gets to carry out the punishment on behalf of the heavenly Beit Din. He's a busy guy. Angel, that is. No wonder he gets a day off. And thank God that day is Yom Kippur itself, just when we need to make a final push for a good judgment at the end of the 10 days of repentance. The last thing we need on the holiest day of the year is some opposing force to interfere with our service of God. However, when the Talmud brings a source to support its claim, it is less than convincing. Tell us that it is a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the angel himself when he confronted him on top of Mount Sinai, and will accept it in a second. Tell us that it is based upon a verse from Tanakh, and how can we argue? But tell us that it is based upon a gematria, Hasatan. The Satan is spelled He Sin Tet Nun, equal to 5 plus 300 plus 9 plus 50, which was equal to 364, and it is difficult not to raise an eyebrow of disbelief. In other words, the Talmud is implying, since the gematria of a Satan is equal to 364, the implication is that he only works 364 days of the year. Okay, fine. Let's say that it's true. But even if it is, how do we know that the one day he does not work is Yom Kippur? Maybe it's the first night of Pesach, which is called Leil Shemurim, a guarded night of special divine protection. The answer is the gematria itself. The Talmud is revealing that the connection between the gematria of a Satan and the 364 days of the year is not merely numerical. They are, in effect, one and the same thing, which is why it was not sufficient to have any other kind of source support the claim of the Talmud. Whatever day of the year that is missing from the gematria of a Satan is missing because it is the antithesis of the very nature of the Satan himself. In other words, Yom Kippur is not merely the day that the Satan does not work. It is the day on which he doesn't even exist. When we join the story of the first sin of mankind, the eating from the Eitz Hadat Tova Ra, first by Chava, and then by Adam HaRishon himself, we learn about the Nachash HaKadmoni, the original snake. It almost seems from the narration itself that the snake was already there before man was even created, just waiting to trip him up. However, this was not the case. While Adam and Chava walked Gan Eden, the original snake was nowhere to be found, and he certainly had yet to become the incarnation of the Sitra Achra, as the following explains. The Leshem writes, "Evil did not ascend to man and tempt him in his place and on his level, for that was not possible at all, God forbid. Rather, man went down to the place of evil and was drawn after it. Evil lacked the ability to ascend to man, since it resided on the lowest of levels, separated from the worlds by 14 spherot. As a result of this, the Sitra Achra, the Satan, descended and became enclosed in the snake and approached Chava to cause her to sin, as it says in the Zohar Kaddish and in Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer. It says there that all the things the snake did and said were the result of the Sitra Achra because of the evil spirit that came upon man. Because the Sitra Achra was enclosed in the snake, it did all of his bidding. However, this was only after Adam sinned by looking at the tree, which immediately reduced his spiritual stature and caused the world to descend. It was then that everything began to become so physical, and the Sitra Achra became stronger and descended, entered the snake, and tempted Chava to actually eat from the Eitz Hadat Tova Ra. The main point here is that man made the first move. When Adam HaRishon looked at the tree of knowledge of good and evil, even for the right reason, it caused a transformation in him, and therefore the world. It caused a change in his dat, his perception of reality, in his level of intellectual clarity, which had the effect of making him, and the world around him, more physical. Worst of all, it was what literally opened the door for the Sitra Achra to descend into the body of the snake, tempt Chava, and complete the downfall of mankind. Thus, the gematria of Amalek, into whom the Sitra Achra fits as he did into the snake, and for the same reason, is 240, the same gematria as the word Safik, which means doubt. At that point, actually eating from the Eitz HaDaat Tov V'Ra was only a matter of time, and not much of it as well. For the Satan can never make a person sin. If he could, we would not be held responsible for our transgressions. Rather, it is as the Talmud states, a person does not sin unless a spirit of insanity enters him. In other words, a person only sins because of an intellectual confusion, of which the Satan only takes advantage. It is his expertise to zero in on an area of unclear doubt of a person and to exploit it, to open the door for a person to sin. But it will always be the person himself who actually crosses the threshold on his own. The Satan merely holds the door open for us, in his own polite way, before slamming it shut after us as he ascends to heaven to point his accusatory finger at us. As always, the best defense is an offense. Intellectual clarity shuts the Sitra Achra down. In fact, that is in essence what Gan Eden is. Pristine intellectual clarity about who God is and what is true and false. The Satan wasn't in Gan Eden because his reality was the antithesis of the Gan Eden reality until Adam HaRishon himself transformed it through his initial sin of looking at the tree. And, as we shall see, Bezrat Hashem, that is the reality of Yom Kippur as well. On Yom Kippur, we are compared to the angels, but not because we can physically fly, but because we can intellectually fly. On the holiest day of the year, we can achieve an intellectual and spiritual clarity like no other day of the year, Leil Shmurim included. So much so, in fact, that the Sitra Achra is reduced to nothingness by that very clarity. For 364 days of the year, the Sitra Achra has something in common with reality. But on Yom Kippur, he can only remain outside the garden, if that at all. He has the day off, but we, the Jewish people, have the day on.